Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for a record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night, chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by Surya Kumar Yadav-led men in blue. New Zealand got bundled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged the highest 4 wickets and was adjudged player of the match. On day 2 of budget session of 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly today, the House passed 5 bills including the Arunachal Pradesh Salaries, Allowances and Pension of Members of Legislative Assembly Amendment Bill 2026. It abolishes mandatory 4-year tenure for elected MLS to be eligible for pension. In the Assembly, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said the CM Comprehensive State Road Development Plan, which started in 2024, has been extended till 2029 to improve the road connectivity in various parts of the state. RWD and Tourism Minister P.D. Sona said 97% projects under PMGSY1 in the state are completed. He added the state is confident of getting an extension till March next year to complete the remaining 45 roads. During question hour, Mr. Sona said money sanctioned by the Center for Tourism Circuit will be spent in a judicious manner. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Min is scheduled to present the State Budget 2026-27 tomorrow. The Government of Arunachal Pradesh has officially announced the schedule for House Listing Operations HLO of the Census 2027. The first phase of the census process will begin on 16th of next month across the state. The digital census covering self-enumeration will take place from 16th to 30th of next month. Residents will have the opportunity to provide their household information online using official census portal. The fieldwork for HLO will be conducted from 1st to 30th May this year. Residents are requested to provide accurate and complete information to the enumerators. State Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnak planted saplings of avocado in the horticultural firm of Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. Saplings of 2 varieties of avocado, Harsh and Pinkerton, were planted as part of a pilot project organized by the State Department of Horticulture. The initiative aims to explore the suitability of high-value fruit crops in the region while promoting sustainable horticulture practices. The governor emphasized such initiatives can serve as demonstration models and inspire people to utilize small spaces at their homes for vegetable gardens and fruit cultivation, thereby strengthening household nutrition and self-reliance. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, forecasts that Dibang Valley and West Kameng districts will have isolated rainfall and snowfall, likely at higher reaches. Longding, Tuirap, Changlang, Siang, West Siang, Kamle, Kurungkume, East Kameng and Luar Dibang Valley districts will likely receive rainfall and thunderstorm at isolated places. Meanwhile, Upper Siang and Upper Subansiri districts will very likely receive scattered rainfall and thunderstorm. A delegation from Dream for United Arunachal, DUA, called on Chief Minister Pema Khandu at his office chamber in Itanagar today. During the meeting, the DUA submitted a petition seeking a statewide ban on tobacco, gutkha and pan masala products. The DUA urged state government to implement massive sensitization programs and empower local leaders, including corporators and panchayat representatives, to ensure the movement reaches the remotest villages. The DUA team also called on Deputy Chief Minister Chona Min in this regard. The 12th batch of the Astalakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program was inaugurated by MLA Muchumithi at Rajiv Gandhi University in Rono Hills, Doimuk today. The program is supported by Northeastern Council under Union Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region with the objective of promoting cultural exchange and strengthening national integration. Delegations comprising faculty members and student participants from Jharkhand and Puducherry are participating in the 14-day youth exchange initiative. The state government has restricted the operation of weekly markets in Itanagar Capital Region and Papumpare District to Saturdays only. The move aims to check the entry of unauthorized immigrants and plug revenue leakages. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.